the music festival we're going to talk about, celebrating the work of women composers, many of them neglected down through the years, is getting underway today in Clonmel in County Tipperary. Finding a Voice is now in its fourth edition, but this year will be different to previous years. Our Southeast correspondent Conor Kane has been finding out more.
Since 2018, the Finding a Voice Festival, based in South Tipperary, has programmed music by more than 70 women composers. All from a concept by sisters Cliona and Roisin Marr, both from Clonmel, both working in the arts.
4 years ago, we were sitting around a kitchen table discussing ideas for the South Tipperary Arts Centre at the time. And I said, why not do a concert around International Women's Day, music by women composers? And it just really snowballed from there.
Director Roisin Marr.
The title Finding a Voice, I suppose, has to do with women composers finding their voice and us finding their voice and discovering their music. So it is a concert series that takes place in Clonmel every year around International Women's Day, and it is exclusively music by women composers. So it can be music from the 12th century, from the Middle Ages, through to music that's just being written today.
This year, as with many such events, the audiences will be online, in contrast to the 2020 version.
The number of musicians that are involved in each concert is much smaller. So in previous years, we would have had, for example, last year we had a jazz big band from the Cork School of Music doing music by Mary Lou Williams. We've had the Irish Baroque Orchestra, who are back again this year, but in previous years they would have done larger scale concerts. And then we've also done music by women composers that are writing today, Irish women composers.
It's a welcome opportunity in these restricted times for the musicians involved to do their thing, for any kind of audience, as classical violinist Margia Gaynor explains.
It's wonderful. We've got very few opportunities to play this year, so this feels like a real treat to come together with my lovely colleagues and play. I've got no gigs after this and one concert in Driscoll next week, so nothing in the diary. It's grim times.
Here we go.
Flamenco guitarist John Walsh, who will be accompanying Marcia with piper David Power over the weekend, says Finding a Voice is a welcome addition to the music festival circuit.
It's important for female composers to have a voice out there. The preponderance of programmes, for instance, in the majority of venues, the majority of concerts are by male composers, so it's really important to get what's really beautiful music out there to the public.
He too has found the last 12 months extremely trying.
There hasn't been any live music for such a long time, and the opportunity to play with other musicians is something really, really, really important to all musicians. It's playing for an audience is really important, but playing with other musicians is just as important.
It all culminates on Monday evening, International Women's Day, with a final concert featuring performances from the Irish Baroque Orchestra. And moving online has had its advantages, as Roisin Marr outlines.
We have the opportunity here now by going online to get to a larger audience, you know, and to get this music out to a greater range of people who might not be able to come to Clonmel for the live concerts.
For more, see findingavoice.ie.
And that report from Conor Kane.